Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. My name is Anna. I'm very excited to see you all here this evening. Thank you so much for coming. Got to put my piece of paper around the right way. Hello, my name is Anna, and I have come up here today because I would love to tell all of you about the story of Christmas. Now, have any of you ever wondered, Why do we celebrate Christmas the way that we do? Why do we sing songs? Why do we give gifts? Why does all of these things happen? Have you ever thought that before? Yeah? So I think that the story of Christmas will help us to understand. Have you guys heard the story of Christmas before?
Yeah.
Now it's totally okay if you have. And it's also totally okay if you haven't, because I am going to tell you the big version of the story of Christmas. Have you ever heard the big version before? Yeah, some of you reckon you have, some of you reckon you haven't. In this, actually, I have another question for you. I'm asking lots of questions to begin. Who do you reckon is the main character of the big story of Christmas? Who do you reckon? Jesus. Jesus is a very good guess, and you guys have nailed it. We're going to be talking about Jesus quite a bit during this talk. In fact, we're going to be talking about baby Jesus quite a bit. So I thought that we could learn how to sign baby Jesus in Auslan. Now, Auslan is Australian Sign Language. Would you guys like to learn with me how to sign baby Jesus? And then every time I say baby Jesus or I sign baby Jesus, you guys can say it with me. How does that sound? Shall we give it a go? Okay, I'm seeing some nods. I like it. So, baby in Auslan, in Australian Sign Language, is just like this. It's just like you're rocking a baby, like you're rocking a baby doll, a real baby. That's baby. And then Jesus. So if you put your palms flat and then you turn them sideways, you want to take your middle finger and you want to put it in front on both hands. And then you touch the opposite finger to your palm. And that's Jesus. Jesus. So we can say, baby Jesus. Great work. That's really good. So baby Jesus is the main character of our Christmas story. Now the Christmas story, it tells us about peace, but it tells us so many things. It involves baby Jesus. It involves Jesus as an adult. And it even involves, in the big Christmas story, we even learn about when God created the whole world. The whole world. So, I'm going to tell you the big Christmas story. So, in the very beginning of the big Christmas story, God created the whole world. He created the heavens and the earth. He created light. He separated water from land. He created the sky. He created all of the birds that would fly in the sky, the animals that would swim in the water, animals that would run on the land. And do you know how God did all of these things? He did it by speaking. God spoke and things were made. And the thing he made last, he made humans. And in this story, in this true story, God loves humans the most. They were his really special friends. God loved the humans, and the humans loved God, and they were friends with each other. But then, in this true story, something happens. The friends, the humans, they don't listen to God. They make a mistake, they sin, and then they're sad. There's sickness, there's pain, there's tears, and there's sadness in the world. There's fighting in the world now. Have you guys ever fought with a sibling or a friend? Or a parent? I have fought with my siblings, my brothers. We used to fight all the time. My parents, with friends. There's fighting in the world. But God doesn't like the fact that his friends fight with each other. So he comes up with a plan. He comes up with a rescue plan. And he promises that he is going to save the whole world. So people are waiting. They're like, this is so exciting. We're going to be saved. But they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting and they're waiting. So many years passed that the people who first heard the promise, they weren't even alive when God kept his promise. But then, the very first Christmas, the reason why we celebrate at Christmas, who knows what happened at the very first Christmas? Jesus was born, that's right, Jesus was born. It was a really big deal. At first, some people were like, I don't know, this doesn't look all that special. Like, Jesus was born, did you know, he wasn't born at hospital. He wasn't born at home. He was born surrounded by animals. They put him in a manger. A manger is something that animals eat from. I really hope they cleaned it really well. So at first it didn't look very special, but then there were angels. There were so many angels that filled the sky and they were celebrating and they were like, this is so exciting. And they told shepherds, and the shepherds who'd been hanging out with the sheep, they were like, oh my goodness, this is so exciting. So the shepherds are telling all of their friends. They're like, guys, it's happening. The rescue mission is starting because God promised that he was going to save people through a very special rescue mission. Have you guys ever been saved by a baby? Yeah, I love that. But not all of the time. Some people were like, I don't really know how this baby is going to save us. So they'd been waiting all of these years for the very first Christmas. Finally, the rescuer was born. But then they had to wait some more. They had to wait. Some very important people came and gave Jesus gifts. They were like, you are so special. We know it. We're going to give you gifts. And then they waited some more. And they're waiting for the big rescue mission. And then Jesus, he grows up. He's a big man. He starts teaching people all about God. And they're like, this is it. It's going to happen. The rescue mission. Jesus is going to save us. And do you know what happens next? Jesus dies. And everyone was like, this is so unexpected. This is not what I thought was going to happen. Why would we be celebrating this? Because this is all part of the big Christmas story. So all of Jesus's friends, they were really sad because they knew that Jesus was special. And they thought he was going to rescue them. And they're really sad. And then 3 days later, they're not sad anymore because Jesus comes back to life. And this is the rescue plan. It's all part of the rescue mission that Jesus was born as a baby. He grew up, he lived, he died, and he came back to life to save us so that we don't have to fight with each other anymore, because we can be saved, we can be friends with God. So we celebrate at Christmas. We sing songs. We give gifts because of the big Christmas story. Because Jesus, he saved us, he rescued us, so we can sing songs, we can give gifts, and it's worth celebrating this incredible news. Do you guys think we should keep celebrating? Should we sing some more songs and celebrate the big Christmas story? Bit mediocre, we're not sure. Do you think that we should celebrate by singing some more Christmas songs? Yeah! Yeah!